Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Black and brown moms and birthing people in Milwaukee have some of the worst birthing outcomes in the nation. Even being pregnant can come with danger. But there are an abundance of birth workers that cater their services directly to these demographics. And many of these people and resources gathered this past weekend at the Black Birth Collection. WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez spoke with a few of them and asked how they support those who are expecting.
I want to start off with a confession. I'm a man, and that's not the confession, but I can't birth a child. And it's always been kind of a dream. Not like it's on my bucket list, but sometimes I imagine what it must be like. The way birthing bodies change, how hard I would lean into being dramatic and needy, oh, and the cravings. Now, let's imagine you're a person of color and pregnant in Milwaukee, home to some of the highest Black preterm birth rates in the country, 3 times the infant mortality rate of white families. I mean, our own health department called racism a public health crisis. You might rightfully be freaking out, feeling unsupported. So we're going to start out with something you can do even before birth, getting a grip on breastfeeding. Paisley Lucas is here to calm your nerves on the topic, even if you have reservations, which she says is normal.
Our parents have been given formula in the hospitals. Our grandparents have been given formulas in the hospital. I mean, we were the babies. We were given formulas in the hospital because there was a huge formula push.
Basically, there's a learning curve to all this. And to counter skepticism, Paisley pushes knowledge. She consults through her business, Mood, and she also teaches free classes through Milwaukee Rec.
A lot of people have a lot of the same concerns. A lot of it is normally about, like, how do I know if I'm making enough milk? What happens when I go back to work? What does pumping look like?
Okay, hypothetical birthing person. You're taking Paisley's class. She shares more prenatal resources, including a big one. One that can provide healthier and safer birthing conditions.
First, congratulations on being pregnant. It's a beautiful journey. I would ask, have you ever heard of what a doula does?
This is Whitney Bingham, doula extraordinaire and owner of Selfish Evolution.
And if you haven't, a doula would be someone that is an educated support person. Now, I know you have support people in your life that can help you out throughout, but having an educated support person can make a huge difference.
Whitney says ideally she connects with expecting people in the first trimester and can stay with them up to 3 months postpartum. A lot of that work is focused around B-Day, including creating a birth plan, which spells out roles for all your family members and support team.
It's usually about a 2-hour visit. And like I said, we'll go over positions, we'll go over their birth plan, any wishes, any last minute questions. We'll go over all different scenarios that could possibly happen and what we want to do. The biggest thing I also tell my clients is if they don't know how to answer a question or a request from staff or don't know what to do or how to, you know, respond, we go over making sure that they ask for space so that they can talk with their team. They want to talk with me as their doula, talk with their family before making a decision.
All right, let's fast forward. You've just celebrated the birth, which is huge news. But the work doesn't end there. Whitney says that post-birth care isn't just for baby. It's just as important for new moms and families. So let's go and take advantage of a mom's group, like Maternally Strong.
We want to specify and be really specific that we've created this group for Black and brown women to, you know, have a space that is safe, that is comfortable, celebrated.
This is Michelle Wilkins. All members of the group are birth workers, including certified Kappa doulas, postpartum Kappa doulas, with training in nutritional health, lactation, and prenatal massage therapy. And while they're all professionally trained, Shauna Franklin says the focus of the mom's group is on warmth.
We have developed a mom friend group, so why shouldn't everybody have that? So we want to be more friends than you feel like you're walking into this stuffy environment where you have to, like, censor yourself.
The vibes are very much thoughtful group therapy session. The women of Maternally Strong lead.
And a lot of the questions that we ask are very intentional.
Like, what are mom's fears or what does she need help with in this moment?
They're very individualized. They are very purposeful questions where we give them the amount of time to think of an answer, but then also the opportunity to you know, really pour into what that answer means. So, like, we've had women respond, and their response is not even words, it's tears. And, like, for us, that is a response. That's a huge response that we embrace. We're all women, so most of the time we're all in tears, which is okay. However, we use that moment to, like, embrace that that's your response, that's your answer, that's what we're leading with.
Now, hopefully in your postnatal journey, you're feeling supported, baby is healthy, and your new life is finding balance. But we know that's not always the case. One of the biggest issues around this time can be postpartum depression, which can affect up to 20% of birthing people.
So, didn't know my body anymore. I didn't know how to move it. I didn't know how to love it. I didn't know how, like, I felt uncomfortable in my actual skin. Like, even where I had my C-section, I couldn't even touch that area. Like, physically could not touch it.
Well, all C-sections are traumatic. Haley King's was especially so. 36 hours of labor, lost heartbeat, both mom and baby in distress. When she touches her scar, she touches all of that pain. She also had issue with the hospital's care after her pregnancy. King says that they told her she'd be able to walk after 24 hours, so they made her get up and walk. The problem was she had lost so much blood during delivery, they had to rush her back to bed and give her 2 blood transfusions.
I was telling them, like, hey, I feel weird. I don't think I feel right, you know? And so, like, not knowing stuff and then having to learn it in, like, these traumatic ways.
That's why she created Afterbirth, a support group for single moms going through it.
When you arrive, you get a gift box, and in the gift box, there's a journal.
Then you meet the community conversation leader, who will kind of be your counselor and moderator for the day.
She is a Black mama, and she also has a background in therapy. And so she does, like, one, know from experience, but also knows professionally just what postpartum looks like in all of the stages.
King also feeds the moms and provides yoga and stretching exercises. And after the day, King makes sure that they have all they need to move forward, including contacts to Black maternal health care across Milwaukee. These women have been through it themselves. And all of the work they do is to make this process easier for Black and brown birthing people in a city where it can be incredibly difficult.
After we have kids, most of the phone calls we get are, how's the baby? Let me FaceTime the baby. Let me come drop off something for the baby. I think we forget that this person has just carried a whole life and given a whole life and is healing from having something removed from their body.
I know when I had my daughter 8 years ago, I made it a point to make sure I found a woman of color for my midwife and my doula. There's just a different connection and safety that you feel.
Being a Black mom in Milwaukee, I just want to say, ask for help. There's a community here to help, and we want to help. That's why we are here. So it's okay to ask for help. Like, let's help each other, and let's have better birthing outcomes. Like, let's save us.
I also want to let every mom know that you are not alone. This is a hard, wonderful, thankless job that we do every day, 24/7. And it is okay to put you first sometimes. I don't think that gets said enough.
No, it don't. And we got you, girl. Come see us and find out what we about.
We gonna cry and turn up. Okay. So it's not just gonna be a lot of crying. We gonna turn up too.
That part.
That was Michelle Wilkins, Shanna Franklin, Whitney Bingham, and Paisley Lucas. They spoke with WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.